Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
be an artist,
be an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA Ask Me Anything to wrap the show up every single day here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, where you can call us up at 404-726-0929 and ask us anything you want, and we'll do our best to answer it. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. We do have a handful of phone lines available if you want to jump on hold and ask us something today, but we'll start with Ryan in Mulberry. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, guys. Andy, you're way more progressive than me for allowing / trusting your wife to pack the car for vacation. that's 100% my job. When we travel, we take giant box fans to make noise, even to million-dollar, multi-million-dollar Airbnbs. So the question for both of you is, what is 100% your job that you would never give up? And then the flip side, what won't your wife let you do? When we moved recently, I took the liberty of loading and packing the pantry in a new house.
Oh, man.
Told someone there, I bet the farm it would be rearranged within 48 hours, and it only took 16.
So, yeah, I believe that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ryan. Great question.
Oh, man.
Now, normally, I will say, I do like to pack the car. But
yes.
But
I have to pack the car.
She had to clean it out first.
Yes.
So she was doing that while we were here, so she did that.
No, I have to pack the car.
Yes. Well, if you're not there, how are you going to do it?
I'll pack it the night before.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'll
figure out some way.
Here's what I wasn't going to do. I wasn't going to clean it out for her. I wasn't going to do that.
Why?
Because.
It's her car.
It's her car. it's her car. I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
I don't really let them eat in my car.
Oh, dude.
Because, you know, what it is.
Yeah.
She does, and I just don't want to, you know.
Yes,
I don't want to do that.
Yes, I understand that.
I understand. It's easier for me to do that because they're only in my car for like 5 minutes a day. But yeah, so we just don't.
I understand that.
We try not to
leave. Believe me, I understand
that. The number one thing that I do, and this has really become since they're at that age where when we're driving, they need stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I drive.
Really?
I want to drive.
Then
I don't have to do
child
maintenance the whole time.
I want to drive. I like to drive, and I'm for the same damn reason. And she don't be wanting to drive anyways. Be like, babe, you come over here. Hey, baby, do you want me to drive? No, I didn't drove. I mean, drove 8 hours straight. You want this last 45 minutes?
Like, yes, you know, so you can split it.
You know what I mean? Yeah, like, leave me alone. But other than that, I don't want to say I'm not allowed to do stuff, because I can do what the hell I want to. But she doesn't, particularly like me to buy stuff for the house. I think I can do it. I think I can buy a chandelier. All right? I think I can buy.
Sure, you got good taste.
I think I can buy light fixtures.
Yeah.
All right? I think I know what kind of.
Do you want to?
No.
Yeah.
But I can.
Okay. Yeah, of course you could.
Yeah. I know how to get sinks. You know, just different things. She likes a different kind of nozzle thing.
Yeah.
I don't care. Okay. So that's it. Does it?
All right. Yeah, I don't know. This is a division of labor, you know? Can't do everything.
Yeah.
She does some stuff. I do some stuff. There's no not allowed to.
I'm grown.
You know?
All right.
I'm allowed.
I'm allowed to do whatever I want to do.
I do all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, she does.
Picking out paint. I can do that.
I like to. I'm in that.
Like, every room that you want. Like, it's amazing that all I got. And it's a beautiful space. I got a whole floor, Andy. I ain't gonna lie.
It's a nice. I got a
whole floor, but she got two. That ain't fair.
Whenever it's time to pick out paint, she'll get 40 of those paint things.
It's the worst thing in the world.
And then tape them to the wall, and they're pretty much the same. Like,
yes.
You know, it's just various shades.
There's only one kind of white, all right,
or green, or
yeah, you know what I mean. Yes,
we like blues and greens, but. Without fail, it's always like, I really like that one. And then there'll be a tape to the wall for a while. And then 3 weeks later, that one that I liked will eventually be picked.
Because mm-hmm.
she likes it too. Mm-hmm. But she needed to look at it for a little while, yeah. Which is fine. Mm-hmm. It's fine.
Yeah.
She's a little bit, you know, you got to make her. Got to make your decisions. Ricky is in Marietta. Hey, Ricky.
Hey, how you guys doing? I have a statement and a question. The statement really quick is about the Falcons. I personally feel like this season kind of potentially is a wash because I still feel like we don't have that dog alpha receiver too. I feel like in the draft we should really prioritize pairing Mooney. I don't think Mooney is a – I think he's more of like that Ray McCloud role, but we need like another like dog at receiver. So anybody they fire, I think the whole coaching staff needs to be cleaned out personally. But my question is, and I asked Dukes the other day, and he got upset, but I don't think it's far-fetched. We live in a culture now in football where the leash is very short. Michael Penix has only been in his sixth start, we know. But at what point, how long of a leash does he have before we as an organization say, you know what? We're not going to waste 3, 4, 5 years and say, oh, yeah, this isn't our guy. At what point do we start to look at the draft and say,
okay,
hey,
Ricky.
All right, man. All right, man.
Thank you, Ricky.
Come on, Ricky. First of all, stop saying we as an organization, all right? The dude has had 6 freaking starts. Like, come on, man. Just like that dumbass question about quarterback, who's going to be the starting quarterback on Sunday. He's had 6. Now, he had his worst start.
He did. Had his worst
but
start.
But come on.
Can we try as a group?
Almighty.
And every show can do whatever they want. And I'm sorry, Dukes got mad at you. Can we not talk about the draft until 2026?
Please, please,
please.
Come on, Ricky.
We don't even have a first round pick.
Come
anyway,
on, Ricky.
So you're not taking a quarterback.
Ricky said they need a dog number two receiver. What the hell are you talking about?
I don't know.
Come on, Ricky.
Let's just agree.
Come on, man.
As an 11-2 community. Can we do that? We got 3 hours, right?
Damn about no draft.
We got 3 hours we could
do. Not long we've been waiting for this damn season to start?
It's only 3 weeks in, man. It's only 3 weeks in.
Come on, Ricky.
In. We're not doing the draft yet. Chuck is in Atlanta. Hey,
oh,
Chuck.
Hell.
Don't do me like that, Randy.
What you got, Chuck? What you got, Chuck? What you got?
I know my name come up on the board and y'all say, no.
No, I'm always happy to hear from you.
I don't see the board.
I'm excited to hear from Chuck.
Okay. Hey, real quick, and I didn't want to make any more baseball comments because I think the Braves
there
are over. Real quick.
Been over.
And you're a professional athlete and you've been around sports all your life. The coach and the manager can't catch, can't make an error, can't hold, can't do a lot of stuff. But they can put you in the right position to help you do better. And I hope that next year, in April of 2026, the Braves go out to win 162 games. Mm-hmm. Because bullpen games and letting this guy try out and putting in anybody when you up 6 runs, now you get to the end of the season, and those 5 or 6 close games could have put you in the wild card. You just never know. And I just wish our organization had an attitude of winning all the time like the Dodgers do. They say, hey, we're going to win the World Series this year. That year they didn't win, but they won 120. But you got to have the right attitude. And so I'm just asking you all, have you all been around an organization or been a part of something where they felt like you had to win every game, whether it was exhibition, preseason, whatever, they want to win, period. Thanks, guys. Y'all have a good day.
All right,
Chuck.
All right, Chuck. I got lost a long time ago with Chuck's thing.
Have you been around organizations that wanted to win?
I don't think they're – I mean.
I've covered organizations where winning was, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
But the, you know, the money at the end of the year was the most important thing.
I think I've only been a part of three organizations, and I know for a fact that everybody wanted to win.
Yeah.
I knew for a fact.
Yeah. Also, the Braves want to win.
Yes.
Like, I know that they want to win.
Yes.
And hopefully next year they win more. Yeah. Jack is in Decatur. Hey, Jack.
Brandon, what's going on?
What's up, man?
Hey, I got a question for y'all. Why is it, I know Michael Penix had a bad game, true enough, but veteran quarterbacks have bad games all the time. I don't understand these Atlanta fans that want to throw so much vitriol for a rookie quarterback. And if you can answer that for me, I'd appreciate it.
Oh,
I don't know. I can't. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. And, you know, I love this guy right here that's across from me because we're always that rash. We're rational about everything. I think so.
Try to be
anyways. Yeah. And we came into the season saying that this was a rookie quarterback, basically.
Yep.
And he was going to have a mistake. Had to come off his worst game. He can improve. I think he has the stuff to improve. Now, they got to play better around him, but more importantly, I think Michael Penix has built all the right stuff. But damn, win that game.
Right. Now, again, 100% with you on all of that stuff. The question was, why are Falcons fans so ready to do this, that, or the other off of that?
I don't think I
can't answer that, but what I can say is the first thing I heard when I moved here was I turned on this radio station and phone calls were being taken about whether or not Matt Schaub should be getting first-team reps in training camp.
Yes.
The year Matt Ryan won the MVP.
Yes. So that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know. And I don't think there's a lot. And I hate this when they have, what is it, the minority speaking for the majority.
Right.
I think that's a small minority of people.
Think
but
so
for
too.
Some reason, it's that you see that more often than the people who – I'm in the middle with Michael. I don't think Michael is like Ross said – he's our future. He's our starting quarterback, and I'll let you know when he's not.
I think that's where it comes from, by the way. Like, I think it's a combo of what you saw
but
Sunday.
But he opened himself up to that because he put in Kirk. He opened himself up to that.
But also there's 7 years where you're just 7-10, and people are hoping for a better future are now concerned after what they saw in this one game that this is what it is, and we're stuck.
Don't mistake this as either of us sitting here telling people not to be – like beside themselves.
Nobody's
about the performance on Sunday.
You should feel the way you want to feel. You should feel the way you want to feel after what the hell happened.
Yes, it was a disaster.
But to give up on everything that damn fast.
Yeah, and specifically like any of the young players.
Yes.
Like there, you know, there's so much more football for them to play and grow. But no, what happened Sunday was one of the worst performances, if not the worst performance that we've covered in our time on this show. So the reaction to that, understood. But the specific stuff on specific players, I'm not sure. James is in Gainesville. Hey, James.
First off, Andy, Randy, I wanted to ask you, you know, since the Braves are out of the playoffs, both of y'all, what team are you rooting for going into the playoffs? And the other question I wanted to ask y'all was, what is your assessment of Dwayne Ledford, the Falcons' offensive line run game coach? Do you think he's doing okay, or do you think we need to get rid of him too?
Damn.
We're not the fire people show.
All right. First, the offensive line has not been the Falcons' problem.
No, they've been pretty good.
They've been all right.
And that's with a new center and a backup right tackle.
Yeah. I don't think they have been the problem at all. I ain't rooting for no damn body. I hope that they lose all the damn baseballs in the world.
Everybody.
I hope everybody loses all the damn baseballs in the world, and baseball can't be played.
Wouldn't that be a conundrum?
Hey.
What are we supposed to do? We lost all the baseballs.
Yeah. I don't give a damn about baseball. Okay? All right? Because every time I'm watching it. Okay. Thank you. They're losing. All right. Okay.
They had the bases loaded.
Yeah.
Ronald Weekly ground to second.
Yeah.
It was an hour ago. I'm not doing play-by-play. It happened an hour
ago.
I don't know if root's the right word. I don't know if root, because root is like emotional.
You're going to root. Go ahead.
I hope the Mariners do well in the playoffs.
I don't. And that's for you, Ryan. I don't. I hope everybody stinks. I hope it's a miserable month of rain delays.
I should show you the text message that he sent me yesterday. A paragraph demanding a public apology from Andy and Randy.
I will never apologize. Never.
So take that, Ryan.
Take that, Ryan.
My mom's already mad at us. Now Ryan's mad at us. God's mad at us. All right, let's get to the takeaways of the day. James wants to fire everybody.
Yeah.
Ricky's drafting people already.
Ricky's drafting people already.
Ricky's doing mock drafts.
Damn, Ricky. Come on, Ricky. Man. If Gunner beats Bama, he will get his own billboard. And the Giants, somebody in the Giants needs to tell Jackson to wipe that mascara off his face looking like Anna Faye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Just 90 years of pent-up sexual energy, man. Who doesn't want a piece of that?
Yep.
Fishnet tank top and leather pants. Now that's a man.
All right. Hey, my boy, you have a great time, man. Happy birthday again to my dog.
41's a prime number, Randy.
Yeah, that too.
I'm in my prime. Talk to you Monday.
Watch out now!
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.